That's who James Duthie is, the Don King of TSN.
Yeah.
Whenever there's something big, Duthie will be there.
By the way, if anything big happens, he'll be sitting there.
Oh, it's just a matter of time.
That's right.
Yeah. Just a matter of time before I get the
boot. But he's going to come on and say, I don't do radio. Oh.
Here's James Duthie, a.k.a. the Don King of TSN. What's up, JD?
You know, guys, it's tiring. I've been hanging out with my best buddy, Bosch, all week. We go clubbing most nights. Today, we took a tandem bicycle, rode over to the Golden State Bridge, had ice cream together.
Would you shut up, Dave? Have you done anything with him? Like, have you had dinner, anything?
No. Oh, I had dinner in the media room. Does that count?
No.
But not once as he said, James, let's go, like, grab dinner or whatever.
No. But you know what? I've worked with you for 4 years. I don't think you've even asked me that. So.
Yeah, come
That's
on.
A good point.
I lead a lonely life, Jeff.
Well, I will say this. You're hanging with the big dogs. I saw you with Shaq. You're with Bosch. Are they talking, James? Like, do you hear the players talking, like the inside scoop of what they think's going on here? Not like a panel discussion of breaking down X's and O's of what guys that played the game actually think might happen here?
Yes. I mean, I'm hesitant to say some of it because I'm not necessarily sure that I agree. And I'm not going to put words in Chris's mouth, but I've heard a couple of those guys saying they thought after game three that the series was over. That, you know, basketball's funny, and you guys can feel free to disagree with me, but I think more than hockey and perhaps other sports, teams sometimes know when they don't have it. And yeah. That's why you see a lot of, you know, when series get to 3-1 or whatever, that Bosch told me a story about the San Antonio series when Kawhi was the MVP, is that I think they won game one and then they lost game two and then they got killed in game three. And he said he knew, and they all knew in the room, that it was over. Now, my hesitancy to say that is we don't know that Steph thinks that. We don't know that Clay thinks that or Draymond thinks that. They're certainly not saying that publicly. And I think that would be a foolish thing for anybody to think with this team over the last 5 years. But if it happens again tonight, then I think that's a fair assessment. It's apples to oranges, but Orlando in the first round, when they lost the two games at home, like they didn't even show up for game five. There's a tendency for when you know you've been defeated to start making vacation plans and say, see you later. I don't think the Warriors are there yet, but I have heard a few players say that.
Well, Vegas is changing their tune a little bit. I saw earlier this afternoon that...
God, you're massive on Vegas.
I love
you?
Vegas.
You must get like a...
Like it bases some of your analysis. Like you say, well...
Some of it.
But do you get, do you get alerts to your phone? Like, this has changed.
Sam Rothstein just calls me directly and just goes, hey, I've got a scoop down here on
the
strip.
No, but it really forms a lot of your opinion.
Yeah, like, a lot of times.
Vegas said this.
Well, because general, like, there's a reason that you know, those buildings are built. They usually hit the number on the head.
Yeah, they're pretty...
Well, I'm just saying, I find it intriguing because for the first time since May of 2016, which I'm assuming was when Golden State was down 3-1 against Oklahoma City, they are not the favorites to win the finals. The Raptors, officially in Vegas, in some books, have taken over as the favorite. And I guess that shouldn't be surprising in the moment, James, because Toronto is up 2-1, and they have been the better team, and no one knows what kind of status Klay Thompson's going to have tonight. I think Vegas and other people are starting to believe that it's all a charade when it comes to Kevin Durant, and we will not be seeing him making an appearance. So, you know, at the end of the day, you got to feel pretty good about the Raptors.
First of all, they're 100% the favorites, and I think it would be foolish to think otherwise. And I've watched a lot of the American hot take shows, which I usually try to avoid only because they're talking about the Raptors all the time. And you know, I've been shaking my head a little bit because the general consensus, and not all the guys have said this, but the Stephen A's of the world are, you know, if Durant walks back on that court, I don't care if it's 3-1, this series is over, they're coming back. I don't even buy that. If Durant was to come out tonight, I still don't think, obviously it's going to be tougher for the Raptors, but I think we have a tendency to, particularly the American media when it comes to Toronto, to just ignore what they see. I think in many ways they can't believe what they're seeing.
Yeah.
If you look at, if you've watched the entire playoffs, they have been the best team. They dismantled Milwaukee. The defense is the best in the playoffs by far. And I think you're fooling yourself. It's such an easy tendency. Oh, it's the same thing when we watch, let's say, Pittsburgh win the Stanley Cup, and then we do the NHL preview show in October, and half of the guys pick Pittsburgh because all we know is what we've seen. And I think with the American media here, all they know is what they've seen from the last 5 years with Golden State, and they go, that's their crutch, and they don't look at the games to see how good the Raptors have been. I'm not saying that, you know, if Durant was healthy and Clay was healthy coming into the series, that the Raptors would have necessarily won. I think they would have had a shot. But I think people are just somewhat ignoring what is right in front of them, is that the Raptors are deeper and have been better. And, you know, even if Clay's 100% healthy, which is doubtful, I still think they're the favorites to win, you know, two more games out of the next four.
With James Duthie, head of Game 4 tonight on TSN, tip-off at 9 p.m., Raptors-Warriors. Mark Stevens, the minority owner yesterday, that was a massive story, clearly. Fined $500,000 and banned for a year. And the players continue to talk about it. Do you sense that that story is now officially over, or could it carry over in some capacity tonight?
I don't think it carries over into the game whatsoever, but the interesting thing was they announced that fine/suspension a few minutes after Kyle Lowry was done his availability, and I don't know if you listened to that yesterday. I'm sure you saw the clips. Kyle was adamant that it should be a ban for life. And so, you know, maybe post-game tonight, you get a reaction from Kyle that says that was not enough. It's a tough one. I'd have no problem if they forced him to sell, and maybe they will do that quietly. Maybe the Warriors organization, which is a really classy organization, will say to the guy, yeah, the NBA gave you a one-year suspension, but here, we're buying out your share. See you later. I could see that possibly happening. You know, at the same time,
it's a little rich here. It's an idiot move,
but you can't. I thought it was, I don't know if it, who what was, one of the analysts I saw this morning saying, when, you know, you compare what Donald Sterling was, you know, a racist his entire life, you can't, and he gets the ban for life. You can't really compare what this guy did, losing his temper for 10 seconds, to what Donald Sterling was. And so, I think a year and $500,000, you could have made the fine a little meatier. The guy is a billionaire, and maybe he'll give another million.
But James, what does that have to do with it? I mean, in any other walk of life, like a $5,000 donation to charity, why does it have to be $500,000?
Well, because he's a billionaire.
Judge him on being a billionaire. I think that's ridiculous.
I think they're judging him on being the owner.
Well, the owner.
Of the team. And they also feel like, okay, if we don't hammer this guy.
Oh yeah,
that's
Joe Blow off the street. He like.
Well, they wouldn't fine him because they don't have the right to fine him. The league, it's not. Right. You know, they don't have the right to just fine.
$500,000.
I think it's a bit much to be like this guy.
What do you want? Oh, one of those $1,500 NHLPA fines.
Get him on the books.
I wasn't a billionaire. I was a millionaire, but $500,000 fine.
Yeah, I have no problem with it whatsoever.
It's a statement. Go ahead, James.
No, I was just going to say, but I agree that, you know, calls for a ban for life, that's a little bit excessive for one shove and a couple of swear words. But you get the point of why they had to come down really hard. You do have to protect the players under all circumstances. So.
Yeah, and especially from your own people. I mean, I think that's ultimately where it came from. And they're like, are you serious, dude? If we don't make an example out of you...
Yeah, I'll push you tomorrow. I hope I leave for a year.
Okay, go ahead.
$100,000 and gone? I'm done. I'll do it.
You'd pay $100,000 not to be here?
I will tell you to F off and push you tomorrow if I can leave for a year and it's only a $10,000 fine.
Well, it's not $10,000. It's a lot more
than relative
that.
Terms.
Okay. Go talk to someone else about it.
You lose your $1.2 million salary as well.
That's
not
right.
Not just the fine.
Really? That's your salary, you idiot.
You lose everything. How many Raptors fans are down there, James? It looks like there's a ton of them.
I was going to ask you guys, could you hear them on TV the other night?
Yeah, absolutely.
I could not.
I could.
The only time I heard them was during the Canadian anthem.
I thought I heard them. I could hear them in the building. We were in the, I'm in the nosebleeds for the game, and I could hear them certainly at times when the crowd was really quiet, and you know the lead got to 14 and 15 in the fourth quarter, and I wondered if it came through on television. I would say I took that shot of them singing the anthem. There was maybe 100 there at the time. I didn't see a ton. The crowd was mostly yellow. It's not like I saw massive sections of Raptors fans, but there were definitely a few hundred here. And they were loud. And this is a loud building, but I was really trying to pay attention because when I was here a few years ago when San Jose was in the Stanley Cup final. We came over to game one of the final the year that the Cavs came back from the 3-1 deficit. And I thought it was one of the loudest buildings I'd ever been in. And so I was anticipating that the other night. And then, you know, the Raptors got up early and it never really happened. There was a couple of times when they cut it to 7 when Steph hit a 3 that it got pretty loud. But I did not see a moment the other night where it got as loud as either of the games in Toronto. And by the way, you know, the Raptors were taking a lot of heat, justifiably so, for the people not coming out the start of the third quarter, the whole platinum section issue that's been forever a problem with the Leafs and the Raptors. There was the exact same situation here. Concession lines are long. There was a third of the crowd was not in their seats to start the second half, and the Raptors went on a 6-0 run.
I saw that.
So that's an issue. You know what? I mean, you can make – maybe it's a particular issue in Toronto, but it's an issue in a lot of buildings.
All right, buddy. Enjoy it out there tonight. We'll do it again at some point next week.
Okay, bud. If you want, me and Boshy, Boshy's probably going to come up to my place.
We got
to
go.
Stay with a week in the summer. So if you guys want to, you know, go to Wonderland or something together.
Yeah, please do. Hook that up if you can.
All right. You're a loser.
Yeah, I'll talk to Boshy. He lets me call him Boshy. Nobody else does.
Me and Boshy. I like that relationship. Right. I see where this is going. You're a basketball guy now, and I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, James. Yeah. See you, buddy.
Screw McKenzie.
James Duthie.